Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. I don't need to tell you that we are rapidly approaching the day of the celebration of Christ's birth, generally held to be on December 25, though there are some parts of the world that celebrate it on a date in January. That may be a surprise to some of you, but that is my understanding. However, most of the world recognizes the birthday of Jesus Christ as December 25. Admittedly, an awful lot of the people who are aware of this date, this time of holiday and celebration, have no thought of honoring Jesus Christ on this day, but there are millions of Christians who do, and even those who don't, can't escape this reminder. It's kind of like a highway sign. It tells you something important. You may or may not pay it much attention, but if you ignore it, at least you have no one to blame but yourself, because the sign was there and it gave you the information that you needed. And in a similar fashion, the fact that there is a date in which the world stops almost everything, stops working, stops doing many of the normal affairs of life, slows down, takes a holiday, acknowledges this as the most important holiday of the year for most people, means that there is a sign, a highway sign, pointing to something that is in itself a testimony of the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And in the case of some, I'm sure it has been used by God to bring them to a knowledge, a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And in the case of others, it serves as additional certification that you were told, you knew, but you chose to ignore. And that, of course, simply makes the just judgment of God more clearly and obviously just on that day, when it will fall in awful consequences upon those who have ignored the claims of Christ. So we're going to continue this study of Micah chapter 5, verse 2, as we have interrupted our study of 1 Corinthians. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, December 22. Thank you for helping us financially so that we can do this. And please consider a year-end gift for the Beacon broadcast, if you would pray about that, please, and if you value this ministry at all. Our chosen text for these days leading up to Christmas is the prophecy in Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. On Monday and Tuesday, we looked at the New Testament passages that make reference to this Old Testament prophecy. First, the one in Luke chapter 2 that tells us the circumstances that brought Mary, the mother of Jesus, to the town of Bethlehem for the birth of her child. And secondly, the section in Matthew chapter 2 when the Magi from the east came and inquired about the place of the birth of this one who was born king of the Jews, and that certainly set the town of Jerusalem in an uproar, but was another testimony to what God was doing and required a public reminder of the prophecy in Micah chapter 5 that foretold the place of the birth of Christ as being in Bethlehem. But now, having looked at this background material, the New Testament, let's take a closer look at the prophecy itself, beginning with a few things about the book of Micah, which is not very well known. What do you know about this book in the Bible called Micah? What do you know about the prophet who was used of God to write this book? And I would venture to say that most of you would have to admit that you know very little about this book at all. However, it does contain several fairly well-known statements that you may have heard, though you may not have known that they were found in the book of Micah. For example, Micah 1:10 has that phrase, "Tell it not in Gath." You've heard that, haven't you? Gath, of course, was one of the Philistine cities. And the idea was, don't proclaim the sorrows, the trials, the difficulties, the reversals in the nation of Israel in Gath, in the town of the Philistines, because they will celebrate this downfall, this harm that has come to Israel. Tell it not in Gath, which has been used as a common phrase to say, don't publicize shameful reports to hostile or unsympathetic people. A second familiar phrase is found in chapter 4, verse 3, where we read, beat your swords into plowshares. Beat your swords into plowshares. You've all heard that phrase. It's actually found in three Old Testament locations, Isaiah 2:4, Joel 3:10, but also in Micah 4:3. And also in Micah chapter 4, you will find in verse 4 this phrase, under his vine and fig tree. Everyone will sit under his own vine and fig tree. It's a picture of peace and prosperity and safety. And that phrase also is found in 1 Kings and in Zechariah as well. But it is recorded here in the book of Micah. In chapter 6, in verse 8, Micah tells God's people to do justice and love kindness. That has a familiar ring to it. And finally, in chapter 7, verse 6, we read, a man's enemies are of his own household. Where have you heard that before? Well, that's quoted by Christ in Matthew chapter 10. He picks that up and applies it to himself and to his followers, that when you become a follower of Jesus Christ, those who are hostile to Christ will become hostile to you. A man's enemies will be of his own household. As sorrowful as that is, as painful as that is the truth, and many of you have experienced that. But this prophecy in chapter 5, verse 2 of the birthplace of Christ in Bethlehem is probably the best known of all of the texts in Micah. But again, not everybody knows where it's found. They just know that somewhere in the Old Testament, there's a prophecy that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, and that's the prophecy that we are looking at in that Micah 5:2. As far as the prophet himself, his name Micah means who is like Yahweh. His hometown was a town called Moresheth in Judah, west of Jerusalem. He ministered during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and was a contemporary of Isaiah. His particular ministry was to Samaria and Jerusalem. In other words, both Israel and Judah. As far as the book itself is concerned, there are seven chapters, and those seven chapters contain three messages. Number 1, chapters 1 and 2, number 2, chapters 3, 4, and 5, and number 3, chapters 6 and 7. And all three of these messages include rebuke, warnings of judgment, but also blessings and reminders of God's mercy. But the rebuke involves rulers who failed to rule faithfully, judges who failed to render justice, priests and prophets who failed to speak God's word, utter chaos, utter failure. The rulers failed to do what they were supposed to do. The judges failed to do what they were supposed to do. The religious leaders failed to do what they were supposed to do. And dear friends, I think most of us would say we seem to have a very similar situation in America today. We have government officials, rulers, who fail to rule faithfully. We have judges who, in too many cases, fail to render justice, fail to make judgments based strictly upon the law and the way the laws are worded, but rather will insert their own opinions and ideas of what they think the law ought to say instead. They fail to render justice. And we have pastors and religious leaders in our day who fail to speak God's word. It was chaos in Israel when this took place, and it's chaos in America because of these very same reasons. If there was going to be a restoration of Israel to God and the truth and to righteousness and to salvation, then there was going to have to be a reversal in these things. Rulers who rule faithfully according to the word of God, judges who render justice according to the law of God, priests and prophets who are faithful to proclaim the word of God, and we need to see the same thing in America today, starting with religious leaders who proclaim the word of God. Every now and then I will do probably what some of you do, which is to take my remote and surf through some of the channels on my television to look at some of the religious broadcasts and hear what some people are saying. And I must say, occasionally I will be pleased and blessed by someone who is proclaiming truth, but more often I will be grieved by someone who is misusing Scripture. Sometimes quoting Scripture, but out of context and twisting it to mean something that is not meant by it, in many cases is the very opposite of what the Scripture actually says. And these people have a following. They have enough following to be on television, which means somebody is financially supporting their ministry in great enough numbers, great enough figures to pay those television costs, and there they are, preaching what is not true, failing to speak God's word. No wonder there was a great problem in Israel in Micah's day. No wonder there's a great problem in America today. But with that backdrop, we come to our text. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. And here we are told that though the people of Israel have truly made a mess of things, God is the one who can and will bring remedy and restoration. He's going to send a ruler who's going to rule righteously. He's going to send a ruler who's going to operate on the basis of God's word. And that's what the prophecy in Micah 5:2 is all about. We'll take it up again tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.